Begin the current daven, starts with Baba Kama, daf Yud Ches. Begin on the second line down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. Actually, the Gemara is going to begin with the Braisa that began this whole discussion. The Gemara was discussing the topic of Tzreris, which is a unique halacha l'meishim Sinai, that although that it's Urche, it's seemingly the same, it's a Toilada of Regal, it's something that's it's the Derech Lahazik as it's going, which is just like with Regal, it damages with its foot. When it steps on something, it breaks it. Tzreris is when it steps on something and then it shoots out pebbles, which is normal. However, the Halacha Meshmi Sinai says, although generally the Mazik of Regal and Toladis are Nezik Shalem, but by Tzreris is going to be Chatzin Nezik. Now, on that, Rav had asked a question relating to this topic of Tzreris. He asked the following question. Let's say an animal steps on a Kli, but it doesn't break it. And then it rolls to another place, and over there it breaks, what's the halacha going to be? In other words, do we say basa mikarazlina? We go based on the original point of impact when the animal had with that thing that it ended up breaking, and at that point it was touching with its body, hence it's considered regal, and then it pays nezik shalom? Or do you say that basa tavamanazlina? You go after when it ultimately breaks. When is it breaking? Later on, when it rolls down to wherever it got kicked to, and that's tzreiris, because it's now kaicha, it's the force of what the animal did to it, which ended up breaking it, but not the body itself. And that's like tzreiris, which is kaicha, it's when it shoots out something, and that projects something else onto something else and breaks it. So what's the halacha? So that's how Agamar continues by quoting the braisa that we began with before we asked Rabbi's question, which will now be clarified based on this question. Toshima, let's bring a right from the following braisa that says, there were chickens that were pecking away at the rope holding up a pitcher. Now two things happened. The rope now got detached, it broke. And v'nishbadli, and because of that, the pitcher fell and then broke. Now the Gemara's assumption right now is that through the chicken pecking at the rope, what happened was is that the pitcher now rolled somewhere else. And then when it fell to wherever it fell, that's where it broke. So says the Braisa, Mishalman Nezik Shalom. So the owner of the chicken has to pay Nezik Shalom. Says the Gemara, Shmamina, Basim Mikaraz Linam. What do you see? That you go based on the original point of impact, which the animal, the chicken, had with the pitcher. Meaning when it pecked it, that was with its body connecting with it. Now, although it ended up rolling somewhere, we're not going to consider as Tzreiris to be Chatzin Nezik as Kaicha. You see, you're going to be Chayim Nezik Shalom on the pitcher, which ended up breaking because it was the chicken touching the item itself, and that's what caused it later on to roll, and therefore we consider it as Regal, not as Tzreiris. Now, that thing says, no Raya. Tirgima, you should translate and interpret this that the Braisa says that you're going to be paying Nezik Shalom. Is achevel, is on the rope. As we said, there's two things that are happening. The rope is detaching, and the pitcher is breaking. Says the Gemara, say that Nezik Shalom is going on the rope, because that was what it was actually touching. That's pecking. That's the mazik of regal. But the pitcher breaking actually is not Nezik Shalom. It's going to be Chatzin Nezik, because it is Tzreiris. You go basu tavemana. So the Gemara asks, but v'achevel meshunahu. First of all, how can you say that the Nezik Shalom is going on the rope, but that's not normal for an animal to be eating a rope. It's abnormal. So you can't say it's the mazik of shein, which is using its beak, because that's only to eat something which is rola, which is fit. It's not normal for an animal to be eating a rope. So therefore, according to everybody, it should be chatzin nezik. How can you say that the nezik shalom is going on the rope and not in the pitcher? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty. Demoz belisha, we're talking about that it's filthy with dough that's kneaded, and it's stuck on the rope. That's why it's pecking away to actually eat the dough, which is normal. And because of that, that's how it breaks and it tears the rope. So therefore, that is going to be Nezik Shalom on the rope because it is normal. Now, the Gemara asked, however, on this interpretation, but Vanish Badlikutani. The Braisa says clearly, it's not just the rope that gets detached. It's the pitcher that breaks. And it says, Allah is Nezik Shalom. So how can you say Nezik Shalom is only going back on the rope and not on the pitcher? So the Gemara says, Ella, that truthfully we could still say Basar Tavaman Azlina, that we go based on when it ends up breaking, not at the point of impact with the animal. And we could still say possibly that the halacha would be like Tzreiris, that it'd be Chatzin Nezik. So then how are we saying over here that it's Nezik Shalom? Because Sumchasi, the halacha in this braise is going like Sumchas, the Amit Tzreiris Nezik Shalom Masham, that he always says you pay Nezik Shalom, even by Tzreiris. So there's no raya regarding the question that we had, do you go Basar Mikar, Basar Tavamana? which generally you would say Basa Mikar is the Nezik Shalom and Basa Tavman is the Chatzin Nezik, and here you see it's Nezik Shalom. That's only because we're going like the Rabban who hold that Tzareiris is Chatzin Nezik. This price is going like Simcha, so all the Tzareiris is Nezik Shalom, and that's why, although Basa Tavman Nazlin, you go after when it ultimately ends up breaking, which it's only the Kaicha of the animal, not the animal itself, which is what Tzareiris is, but it's going to be Nezik Shalom because Simcha always holds Tzareiris is Nezik Shalom. Now, this answer the Gemara asks, Is Simcha Eim Seifa? If you're saying this b'risa is like sumchas, then look at the end of the b'risa. B'risa says, let's say there's another part to the story. Nitiz mimenu shever. If let's say it sprays out from that which, the kli that broke. Now, not only did it break, now there was shrapnel, there was parts of that which fell off and broke off that. V'nofel al kli achav shaver. Now, from that broken kli, it falls onto, pieces of it fall onto another vessel and breaks that one. Says the b'risa, l'risha m'shalm nezik shalom. So the first one, as we said, you're going to pay nezik shalom. V'ala achrin m'shalm chatzin nezik. But for the last one, meaning for the second kli that breaks, you're only going to pay half the damages. Now that has the gemara. V'i sumchas, if you tell me the b'risa like sumchas, mi isli chatzin nezik, does he hold off chatzin nezik? The only way you could understand chatzin nezik is because, oh, it's tzreiris. It was that one that broke, pieces like pebbles, parts of it that fell off and was projected onto something else, that would be chatzin nezik. But Simchas doesn't hold that Tzareiris is Chatzin Nezik, so why would the second one be Chatzin Nezik and not Nezik Shalom? Now, and the Gemara continues and says, now, v'chitem, and if you're going to say Shani Leila Simchas, that Simchas differentiates bein Nezik Koichai L'Koyach Koichai, that there's a difference, although he holds that Tzareiris, which is what Koichai is, it's the force of the animal, not the animal itself, which it projects something, that's where he says is Nezik Shalom. So by the dli that itself it rolled, which was the kaychei of the animal, that, yeah, he holds nezik shalom. But the other one which broke because it had pieces from the kli that he broke, which then were projected onto another one and causing another one to break, that's kayach kaychei. It's the force of his force. Meaning his force made one break and then that force made another one break. That maybe sumchas would agree that it's chatzin nezik and therefore wouldn't be difficult. But on that the Gemara asks, ve'lohod de bayi Rav Ashi, but then this the Rav Ashi asked later on, on this daf, koich koich l'sumchas, he wanted to know, what is the halacha according to sumchas? When it's not just a regular tzreiris, that it's koich, but it's koich of the koich, it's a cause of a cause. Koich dami, he wanted to know, does it have the same halacha like koich to be nezik shalom? I love koich dami, or is it not? Is there a difference? So not the Gemara asks, but that question, according to the way you're interpreting the b'risa, tifshalei d'lav k'koich dami. So then you could resolve it from our b'risa. If you're saying it's leisumchis, that obviously is not like k'koich, as well as Rav Ashi's question. You could resolve it and say that there is a difference, and that k'koich is nezik shalom, but k'koich is only chatzin nezik. So elulav rabbanah, rather says the Gemara, you must say that the b'risa is like the rabbanah, not like sumchis. So shema minah, basa mikarzlin. So obviously, it seems to be a raya from this b'risa that you go, if you're going to say that this kli that ended up rolling somewhere and breaking down, this dli that got, the rope was detached and then it fell down and broke, that you're going to say paying nezik shalom, why paying nezik shalom? It only broke at a later point in time. Obviously, you don't say basa tava manas linen. You say that it was, we base it based on what caused it from the beginning, which was the animal touching the rope, which was connected with the dli, and that's why you're going to be chayim nezik shalom. So that the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye says, no, it's no raya. The case that we're talking about over here is the ka'azel, that the pitcher went mine from the tarnagol all throughout. And that is, it's not like the way we had assumed up until now that the pitcher broke by rolling somewhere else and then boom, there was an impact later on. Rather, the chicken, not only did it peck away at the rope and tear the rope, but it was also pushing throughout the movement of the pitcher even at the time of when it broke. So therefore, that's considered gufoy. That's, of course, it's going to be nezik shalom, because it's not a case of koich, it's not tzareiris, it didn't project it somewhere else, it pushed it, it was taking it and moving it and smashing it into something else, and when it broke, it was the tarnagol that was breaking it, and that's why it's nezik shalom, and therefore there's no raya to the halach of tzareiris, because it's not a case of tzareiris. So therefore, the Gemara didn't resolve this question that was posed by Rava regarding this halacha of, although we know by tzareiris, when you project something else onto something, that, like a pebble, that's going to be chatzin nezik. The question was, when you take the object itself and throw it, what's the halacha? Is that like tzareiris? Because when it ends up breaking, it's not me touching it, it's not the animal, rather it's where it ends up, which is tzareiris, projecting it. Or do you say, basa mikara, that no, ultimately the animal was what pushed the object, therefore it's considered gufa and not tzareiris, and it would be nezik shalom. Now the Gemara continues with another question on this halacha of tzareiris, by Rava. Again, another question from Rava. Chadzi nezik tzreiris. This halacha that we know, that by tzreiris, when the animal is walking and it kicks out a pebble and it breaks something, that it pays only half the damages. Megufa mishalom? Does it pay only from, let's say the damages are $1,000 and the animal is only worth $200? So although the halacha is you have to pay half the damages with $500, but the animal itself that did the damage is only worth $200, you only could collect up to $200. You could only collect from the body of the animal that caused the damage. Like Mali Mishalom, oh no, could you even collect from the best stuff that the owner has? Whatever the amount of the half damages are, the animal's not worth that amount. So he has to go out to his bank from his home, wherever it is, and pay up the rest of the money of the half of the damages. So the Gemara explains what's the question. Do you say Megufa Mishalom, you only could collect from the animal, the body itself? Why? You don't find any half damages in halacha that is required to pay from the best stuff that he has, and that it's only limited to the body of the animal itself. Because what's the other halacha that we know of chatzin nezik? There's only one other one, which is Karen. Karen Tam is the one that pays also in halacha chatzin nezik. And there the pasuk says clearly that you can only collect from the animal itself. So here where it's also chatzin nezik, although it's a talad of regal, but the halacha is telling us chatzin nezik, and we know chatzin nezik only collects megufa. Ali demo, do you say that no, me'ali masham, that he has to pay for the whole thing, even from his house, from his money, because on the other hand, you never find anything that's a mazik, which is normative, like regal, which is what tzereris is, that pays from the body, and that it wouldn't have to pay from me'aliyah. So that basically the Gemara's question is that tzereris is very unique. It has characteristics like karen, but it has characteristics like regal. Characteristics like regal is because it's urche, and that's why it's a talad of regal. And just like regal pays me'aliyah, so tzereris should also pay from me'aliyah. Or do you say that no? It's like Karen that it pays Chatzin Nezik, and we know Chatzin Nezik by Karen only pays Megufa, so maybe here also. So the Gemara says, Toshima. It's being a raya from this Bryce that we keep on bringing up, which is vague, and then therefore the Gemara says, let's say this is what they're disagreeing, and the Gemara always gives the answer and says, no, we could always say it's this. So what's the raya? The Bryce says, Hidus Einamut, when a chicken jumps on something, thus breaking it, damaging it, so the halacha is Einamut. It's not going to have halacha of Nezik Chalam, of Mu'ud. And there are those who say that, no, it is considered mu'ud. Now, first of all, the Gemara says, can you entertain to say that what the case was really that was jumping on the dough or whatever it was, that's the case? That according to everyone, is the chicken itself, and that's regular for the chicken to do that, and therefore everyone would agree that it's mu'ud. So how would we understand the Talmid Kamor says not a mu'ud? Elolav, rather, says the Gemara, must be the case of Tohumah, hidus vehitus. That it's not just that the chicken jumped on the thing itself, it jumped on something, thus spraying out something, thus ruining something else, which is a case of tzreiris. Or b'hokamef again, this is what they're disagreeing about. What's the disagreement? Manda amar einamud, the one who says, quote, einamud, kesavim megufi mishalim, what he holds is that by tzreiris, you pay only megufi. In other words, when he used the words einamud, what he's coming to say is that it has halacha like tam, of Karen for all halachas, not just for Chatzin Nezik. We're calling it Einamut to tell you that it even pays Megufay. Only it's limited to the collection from the body of the animal that caused the damage. But Amandam Amuid, the one who says that it's a Muid, it means Kesavim Me'ali Mishalim. He's not coming to say that it pays Nezik Shalom. He means to say that it's regarding this halacha of when an animal is usually a Muid, that it pays Me'aliyah from not just from the body of the animal, but even from what he has in his bank account. In other words, yes, it's going to be chatzi nezik. So why are you calling it mu'ud? To tell you, just like mu'ud pays min aliyah, so too over here by tzereris, you're going to pay min aliyah. So simply, that's the machlik. It's regarding the case of tzereris, which is what it is, hidus vehitus. One says it's a mu'ud, meaning that it's min aliyah. One says not a mu'ud, meaning it's only megufay. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily what they're disagreeing about. But pluk, the sumchas rabban the kemeflik, we could say that their machlik is in the intrinsic halacha of tzereris, does it have halacha of a mu'ud or not? Because like that's the machlekes, the one who says that it's a mu'ud means to say that yes, it's going to have the same halacha like a mu'ud, which is nezik shalom, because he holds like sumchas. The one who holds ain a mu'ud is because yes, the case is tzreiris, and tzreiris according to Rabbanan is only chatzin nezik. So there's no raya from that braisa. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya. Tashima, come in here from the mission later on, the Chav Aleph Mabez. The mission there says the following case. Hakelev shenotel charara, a dog that takes a hot biscuit. V'holach l'gadish, now he goes, this animal, this dog goes to another person's pile of grain. V'achal acharara, now while he's there, he eats the biscuit. But v'hidlik es hagadish, since there's a coal there, it goes and it now burns up the other person's pile of grain. Says the Mishnah, al acharara mishalom nezik shalom. So the owner of the dog has to pay for the biscuit, he has to pay the whole amount of the damage, because that's the mazik of Shein, where the dog's enjoying that cookie, that biscuit, which is Shein. But for the pile of grain, he has to pay only half the amount of the damages. So the question is, says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Now why would it only be chatzin nezik? Isn't it because the dog burning up the pile of grain is tzereris? Now how's that tzereris? Because it's only kaicha, as we define the characteristic of tzereris, is that when it's not the body of the animal itself that's touching the thing that it's breaking, rather it's force of the animal that is thus breaking something else. So here it's also kaicha. Because what happens by when it burns up the other person's grain? The dog puts the coal down over here, and then it goes and it burns it somewhere else. That's kaicha. It's not the animal itself. Now, so we see we're talking about a case of tzereris. V'tani Allah. Now, we learned in the Brice and Tosefta that explains the halacha of the Mishnah, that mishal mechatzin nezek migufayim. This payment of the owner of the dog for the pile of the grain that got burnt up, the owner has to pay chatzin nezek migufayim, meaning he can only collect the amount of half the damages from the amount of the dog that was what caused the damage. So you see, clearly says the Gemara, from the way the Brice explains the Mishnah later on, that by chatzi nezik tzrayris, the halacha is that it is megufay. So that answers the question, which was, is ma'aliyah megufay? You see megufay. Now that the Gemara answers, v'tizbra, can you really entertain that the case that was being described over there in that Mishnah was a regular case of tzrayris that is the liability? And thus, when the Brice says megufay, similarly that answers the question that regular tzrayris collects megufay? But in that says the Gemara, but Le Rebbe Lazar, according to Rebbe Lazar's opinion, which is mentioned in the Brisa, that he disagrees with the halacha of the Mishnah. And he says that Nezik Shalim, he says that no, it's not just Chatzin Nezik on the pile of grain. You have to pay the entire amount of the damage of the pile of the grain. Now, according to that opinion, Rebbe Lazar, even if you're going to say that the reason why the Nezik Shalim for the pile of grain is going to be that, yes, it is a case of Tzreris, because it's not the animal directly causing the damage, it's Kaichai, because it puts down the coal and then that burns up in the other place. And so how is it Nezik Shalom? Because he holds like Sumchis, that Sumchis says that Tzreiris is Nezik Shalom. But still says the Gemara, Migufe Miashkechan? Do you ever find anywhere? How can you say that that's the case? I mean, in other words, even if we could understand where the Blazer would hold that as Nezik Shalom, but how can you say that the Halacha is going on the regular case of Tzreiris, which the Brisa clarifies that the collection is only Migufay, but how would you understand Rebbe Lazar then that says Nezik Shalom? Do you ever find Nezik Shalom being collected Migufay only from the body of the animal that caused the damage? Now Rashi explains very importantly that anything which is normal to happen, for example, like a case of Tzreiris, Rava did not have any question whatsoever that it's going to be Minaliyah, not Migufay. Now, Rava's whole question was only according to the opinion of the Rabban, and as we phrased the question in the beginning of the Gemara, they say that Tzreiris is Chatzin Nezek, so therefore Rava had the question, now, okay, do you say it's like what the other parallel in Halacha of Chatzin Nezek, which is Keren, where there, yes, the payment's only going to be Migufay, or the other part, the other side of the coin was, do you go based on its characteristic, which is Urche, and we know that every Urche pays Minaliyah, which is like regular. But regarding if you hold like Sumchis, it was obvious to Rava and the Gemara right now that of course it's going to collect Minaliyah. Because for every practical purpose, Tzreiris, according to Sumchis, is totally like a Mu'ed. And as the Gemara actually explained, he holds that Kaich is like Gufay, and that's why he doesn't have the Halacha L'Meishim B'Sinai. So therefore, even if you're going to say Rebbe Lazar is like Sumchis, and that's why it's a case of Tzreiris and Nezik Shalom, but how would it be possible to understand that it's going to be collected Migufay? No one is entertaining that a Nezik Shalom should be Migufay. The only way Rav entertained Tzreiris is going to be Migufay is by a Chatzin Nezik. So it's Chatzin Nezik, so maybe like Karen, which is Migufay, so too. But if it's Nezik Shalom, no one would entertain that. So how would you explain this to bring a Raya from this Mishnah, the way the Brice explains it, to answer my question? It can't be talking about a regular case of Tzreiris. Because then how is Rebbe Lazar saying, by Nezik Shalom, it's going to be Megufay? Ella, rather, what you have to say is, says the Gemara, which, and therefore, it's not going to be a Raya from this Mishnah, it's going to Shani Baha Begacheles. We're talking about that the animal did something abnormal with this coal. What does it mean, abnormal? It took it in its mouth and put it down over there, which is not the normal way. Now, therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that you cannot resolve Rava's question from this Mishnah and Braisa. Because if we're talking about a regular case of Tzreiris, as we said before, everybody would say that you would pay Minaliyah. You would pay not Megufa, you'd pay whatever, even from his bank account. Now, so what's the case talking about over here that they're discussing? It's by a case of tsroiris, which additionally was done in an abnormal way. That's the machlekes, the Tanakam and that Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar and the Braisa regarding if it's going to be chatzi nezik or nezik shalom. But by regular case of tsroiris, both according to Rabbi Elazar and according to Tanakama, they would hold like sumchas that you're going to pay nezik shalom. It's only over here where there was a deviation regarding the case of tsroiris. That's where the Tanakama says, okay, although I know I generally agree like sumchas that even the case of tsroiris is nezik shalom, but here it's going to be chatzi nezik because it's like karen, it's abnormal. It's not. It's a telad of karen. And therefore, since it's karen, so not only is it chatzi nezik, that's why it's going to be megufa because it's mishuna. Now, Rabbi Elazar, so what's, how do we understand Rabbi Elazar? What's going on? Says Rava, I'm describing this as a case of karen. It's not even regular anymore. It's not tsroiris, it's not just kaychai, because it's abnormal. Abnormal is going to say that it's chatzi nezek megufa. Now we understand why it's megufa now, because it's karen, because maybe tsroiris, regular tsroiris, which is not mishuna, is going to be an aliyah. So then how do we understand Rabbi Elazar? Why is he saying nezek shalom if it's karen? Because Tzavah, a kerb tarfin, he was a kerb tarfin. The Amar Mishuna Karen B'chatzah Nizik, he says that although Karen is abnormal, but when it's done in the Chatzah Nizik, Nezik Shalom Mishalom, then you pay the whole amount of the damages. And that is, what he's saying is that since this case that we're describing, even though we thought it was a case of Tzreris, it is, it's being done through Tzreris, it is Kaychai, but that's not what the important thing is. Sumchas holds, and we're saying everyone holds like Sumchas, it's really like a regular for all practical purposes, it's Urche, and Kaychai is Kagufai. It's just that, but now that it's abnormal, so, although that you're going to be paying Nezik Shalom, because he holds a Reb Tarfin that a Chatzar and Nezik, you pay Nezik Shalom, but it's only going to be Migufay, which as the Gemara says later on, Amid Beis, that according to Reb Tarfin, although Karen Mishunim, a Chatzar and Nezik pays Nezik Shalom, it's going to be Migufay. And that's because, as the Gemara will explain, where he knows it from, obviously you're limited to saying it has to be Migufay, but regarding regular Tzrai Reis, which we're saying maybe everyone holds like Sumchat or Nezik Shalom, there it's going to be an aliyah, and possibly Rava says, even by the case of regular chatzin nezik tsroiris, could be it would also be an aliyah. But what they're discussing over here is not regular tsroiris, they're discussing a mishuna, a karen type of a tsroiris, and that's why it's megufay. Now the Gemara, however, says, v'loihi. In other words, this that the Gemara had asked and said, v'tizbara? The Gemara said, it's logical? What do you mean? You want to go ahead and infer from Rabbi Elazar that by a case of So you want to be able to say from this Mishnah and Braisa that to resolve the question and you see Tzroiris is going to be Megufay? So the Gemara said, how can you entertain such a thing? The Gemara said, you can't say that. Now, why would the Gemara say you can't say that? Because then the inference would be, Rabbi Elazar, that it has to be talking about a case of not a regular Tzroiris. Why? Because if it is a case of regular tsroiris, we said, how could he say nezik shalom is going to be megufay? A regular case of tsroiris, if you're saying a nezik shalom, no one would entertain since it's urche that's going to be megufay. That was how the Gemara said that for sure you can't learn from this Mishnah Braisa to resolve Rabba's question. On that, the Gemara says, lav dafka. Not necessarily the case. In other words, although yes, you could say, and to say that it's not necessarily by the case of urche of a regular tsroiris, and like, okay, fine. You could say, Rabba, we're not going to prove it from here. But the fact that you're saying that for sure you can't prove it from here, on that the Gemara is saying, that's not true either. And that is because you could technically say that the Braisa with the Mishnah, meaning this Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, is talking about regular tzroiris. And thus, then, if it was talking about such a case, to resolve and to see that you do say by tzroiris, that's Meguva Mishalom. In other words, so again, the Gemara is saying that we had thought we were going to bring a raya to resolve Rava's question from this Mishnah in the Braisa, which the Gemara says, no, how can you entertain such a thing? Now the Gemara is saying, I understand it's lav davka, it's not necessarily a proof, but don't tell me for sure it can't be the case of regular tsroiris. Because, as the Gemara says, my time of mukmisla, what's the reason why you said it has to be talking about an abnormal case of tsroiris? And therefore, kirib tarfin, and that's why you said that Rabbi Elazar was going like kirib tarfin, Mishum Nezik Shalim, is because you said that regarding Nezik Shalim, regarding something that's Urche, that's normal, that you said, how can you say Rabbi Elazar would say Megufay? We never find something that's Nezik Shalim to be Megufay. And therefore you said, oh, must be, can't be talking about regular case tsroiris. For sure not, it has to be talking about a case of abnormal, which thus doesn't reflect regarding Rabbi's question. On that, the Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty. I can really tell you that they're disagreeing regarding a regular case of tsroiris. So how do we understand this? Rebbe Lazar Savikir Sumchis. So first of all, Rebbe Lazar holds like Sumchis. Damitzrayis Nezik Shalom Misham holds by regular case Mitzrayis. Just to get started, so how do we understand the regular opinion of Rebbe Lazar holds Nezik Shalom? Isn't it Kaicha? Don't you put down the coal and it burns somewhere else? That's true. That's why the Tanakam holds Chatzin Nezik. But Rebbe Lazar holds like Sumchis that holds that by regular case Mitzrayis, you pay Nezik Shalom. Now, but then the question was, but where do you ever find a regular Urche, a regular Nezik Shalom to pay Megufay? That we never entertain. We only entertain it when it's a Chatzi Nezik, so it's similar to Karen that way. Says the Gemara, yes. Because of a Savalah Rebbe Yehuda da Amar, he holds like Rebbe Yehuda who says later on, regarding the halacha of a Mu'id, when a Shur Tam does three times and becomes a Mu'id, now it's paying Nezik Shalom, Rebbe Yehuda holds, Tzad Tamus bim Koimo Emedis. The Tam component remains and retains its position, which is explained later on, the Memheim Abeis, which means to say is that for the first few times you were paying Chatzin Nezik. Now you're paying Nezik Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chatzin Nezik always remains. You just add on the other half to pay Nezik Shalom. Now, what that means to say is, whatever halachas are quantified for the halachas of Tam, which is Megufai, remains for that half. So therefore, says the Gemara, same thing would apply to Tzoraris too. Although Sumchas holds that Tzoraris is always like Mu'id, and you're going to pay Nezik Shalim, but the half of it, the first half, is going to be Megufay, like Karen Tam. And therefore, V'chi Getani Megufay, when did Rebbe Lazar say, in this case of being Chai of Nezik Shalim on the Gaddish, that it's going to be Megufay? That was at Tzad Tamuz. That was for the first half of it. The first half remains, although a Mu'id's paying Nezik Shalim, but regarding the Chatzin Nezik part of it, that will still be Megufa, and that's why it's not a contradiction to say that, yes, of course, the second half of the Nezik Shalom, that is going to be Min Aliyah. But the Chatzin Nezik part of it, the first half, is going to be Tzad Tamuz ben Mekayim Emet, is going to pay Megufa. Now, that the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi Lavinah says, wait a second. Even the Shamat Le Rabbi Yehuda, when did we find Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? That's Betam Benasa Mu'id. That's by this ox, which the first few times was Shur Tam of Karen. It was paying Chatzin Nezik. Then the fourth time it transitions into Nezik Shalom part. So that's Rabbi Yehuda says that, okay, that halacha tam is still there. We're just adding on, boom, another half of damages you have to pay. So the first is still there and it retains its halachas of paying Megufay. But Mu'id Mitchilas, but something that's from its inception a Mu'id. Like Tzoraris, which is Urchayu, which is normal to happen, that it's always a Mu'id. It's not a Tam then a Mu'id. As the Gemara continues on Tamid Beis, Mishamatli? Did we ever hear Rabbi Yehuda to say that then the first half would be Megufay? But it never had a Tam in the first place. And therefore, the Gemara is back to the question and saying that if you would entertain to say that the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Braisa of the Tanakam and the Mishnah later on is in the regular case of Tzoraris, and thus you wanted to entertain at least the possibility of resolving the halacha to show that Tzoraris is Megufay, but then you would have the difficulty in understanding the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, because how do you ever have a case of Nezik Shalom paying Megufay? And therefore, again, they're really back to the question which the Gemara said, Mistapra, do you really entertain? How can you say, forget about saying for sure, but how could you be entertained to say that Mishnah and Braisa, that Machlekes Rebbe Lazar and Tanakama, was in the case of regular Tzoraris? We wouldn't be able to even explain such a case. So Elarad, the Gemara says, of course it's lav davka, it's not necessarily, but if you want to, you could entertain, the Gemara says, that their machlekes is regarding a regular case of Tzoraris, and then if it would be talking about a regular case of Tzoraris, to resolve Rava's question, to show that even the Chatzin Nezik of Tzoraris, like the opinion of the Tanakama, would be Megufay. Now, but the difficulty we had was, but how can you say that? Rebbe Elazar's opinion doesn't go well if it's Nezik Shalom to be paying Megufay, and we said all the opinions are saying Megufay. So the Gemara says that, don't explain this case of Tzoraris in a one-time Tzoraris. In other words, in a normal case of a Tzoraris. Because then, yes, of course the question is going to be, then how do we understand Rebbe Elazar who says Nezik Shalom to be paying Megufay, that we don't find such a thing? Rather, explains the Gemara as follows. Ki kama Rebbe Elazar Nezik Shalom, when did Rebbe Elazar say over there in that Braisa, arguing on the Tanakam that's going to be Nezik Shalom, is kagoyin de ayayid, it didn't start off a regular Tzoraris of Mu'id of Nezik Shalom. We're talking about that it was an abnormal Tzoraris. As we said before, that it takes it in its mouth, it does something in the abnormal way. But it did it three times and became a Mu'id to do this, which then, it then becomes like Urche. It became like a regular Tzoraris, not because it is a regular Tzoraris, but because it becomes normal. When you do something abnormal a few times, it becomes normal for that animal to do it. That's why it becomes a mu'ud. It becomes like a nezik shalom. Now, u'mahal kemef again, that the Gemara says, and now this is what they're disagreeing about. Mar Savar Belaza holds that now it has the halacha like regular tzrayris, which, like the Rabbanu who argue on sumchis, that although they hold that it's chatzi nezik, but when it's abnormal, and then you became a mu'id, so then it's no more the toilada of regal. Regal is something that's normal. Here, since it was abnormal, it became a toilada of regal. Now, it became a toilada of Karen, which is something abnormal. Now, more than that, what interestingly happens now is that although by regular tzrayris, it's going to be chatzi nezik, even though it's always normal, here, since it was abnormal and there was toilada of Karen, you did it three times, yesh hadal tzrayris. There is a method of making an abnormal case of tzrayris into a nezik shalom, into a mu'ud, to pay nezik shalom. Why? Because like any Karen Tom that does something abnormal three times, then becomes a mu'ud to pay nezik shalom. Now, it's regarding that that we're saying that the first half is going to be megufay, because that, as we said, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, tzad tam has been koyim medes. And the other half is going to be min aliyah. So, because we had asked, wait a second, how are you going to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say on something that's a mu'ud mitzchilasai? So we're saying, no, it's not a mu'ud mitzchilasai. What happened over here, it became a mu'ud. What do you mean? Because it was done abnormal three times, and thus it became hadal tzrayris. Now it's becoming nezik shalom. Now is where we're saying that the chatzi of the, you're right, a regular nezik shalom, you don't find anywhere that pays megufay. But we're talking about the first half of the tamas that retains what we had the first few times. That's going to be megufay. Whereas Umar Saba, however, the Rabbanan, who they say it's going to be chatzi nezik like all other tzrayris, they hold that, just like we know that something that's mu'ud mitchilasai, like a regular tzrayris, is very normal for it to do it. Still, it pays chatzin nezik, and not more than that. So Rabban hold here also, where, yes, although it was abnormal, but now that it did it three times, now it becomes a mu'ud, it's not going to be more stringent than a regular tzrayris, which is mu'ud mitchilasai, which from the beginning it's normal for it to do it. And therefore, ein hadal tzrayris. There's no methodology to make a tzrayris, which you had done abnormal three times, to make it into nezik shalom, it's still being done through tzrayris. Tzrayris can't be, now it is normal, but a regular normal tzrayris is also chatzin nezik, so therefore it's not going to be nezik shalom. Now, but one thing the Gemara says is, from the fact that we see by both opinions that it's going to be megufay, so obviously that tzrayris ki urche, even a normative tzrayris, which is what it is now, because although it's abnormal, but doing it three times it becomes normal, it's also going to be megufay. So the Gemara says, yes, you could entertain. It's not, but Tizbro, how can you say such a thing? You could say such a thing. You're right, it's not muchach maybe, because you could explain it a different way. But you could also explain it that it's going to be a regular case of tzrayris. How did it become regular? By being abnormal three times, now it became regular. Now that's how we understand Rabbi Elazar is going to say nezik shalom and yet still be megufay, because it's going in the first half, which is Thomas, that it's going to be megufay. But we have the opinion of Tanakama that is saying that it's going to be chatzi nezik, which is now a regular chatzin, a regular tzrayris, urche, regular, because it did it three times, and we see that it's being megufay, so that would resolve Rava's question. So it could technically be such a case. Now this is all according to the first version of Rashi. Rashi has a Lishna Achrina, second version, where he says that the machlekes that the Gemara is proposing for Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan regarding if there's hadal tzrayris or not, is actually talking about by regular tzrayris, not by abnormal tzrayris. And you did regular tzrayris three times, and this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Elazar holds yeshadal tzrayris, like any regular chatzi nezik of Karen, which after doing it three times, it becomes through a mu'ud and becomes nezik shalom. So here also, where in the beginning it was chatzi nezik, when you do it three times, it becomes a mu'ud, and you're going to pay nezik shalom, and it's going to remain megufay. How do we understand it? That's regard the tzad tamas of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But it's only because of that it was chatzi nezik, and that chatzi nezik is hypothetically, as we said, that could be the source to answer Rava's question of megufay, because it has the chatzi nezik element. Now, although it's going to be nezik shalom and something that's urche, yeah, but that's what we're saying, that will be min aliyah, but the first half of what's megufay, of Thomas, that's going to be megufay, but again, the second version of Rashi saying not in an abnormal type of tzrayris to become a mu'ud, but actually by even a regular tzrayris, and from chatzi nezik then become nezik shalom. Then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, the way we just described it, where it's feasible to be like this, but then this other question that Rava has, which the Gemara is going to quote later on, of yesh hadal tzrayris, do we say that tzrayris could become a mu'ud? In other words, do we say that when it's a regular type of tzrayris, which if you do it three times, do you say that, okay, the first few times it pays chatzin nezek, which is like Karen, that the first few times it pays chatzin nezek, like Karen, but then you compare it to Karen, which is, but then after does it three times, it becomes nezek shalim. Now, actually, according to the first version of Rashi, which is the approach that we're going with in the sugya, there's, it's brought in the parentheses over here that actually the question is not in regular tzrairis, after doing it three times, does it get elevated from chatzin nezek to nezek shalom? Rather, the question is regarding an abnormal tzrairis, when you do a shinu by the tzrairis, and then you do it abnormally three times. So that's this other question of Rabba. Do we say that since it's mishuna, it's abnormal, so then it gets removed from the halacha of the being considered regular tzrairis as a telod of regal, and to the contrary, now it has a halachic status as a telod of karen, because it's abnormal. Now, when you do it three times, it becomes a mu'ud, now you're going to pay nezek shalom. Because when do we have the halacha Moshe Messina of tzrairis being chatzin nezek? That's only when it's done in its normative way. But that's when it's a telod of regal. That's where you learn it. But when it's abnormal, then it actually becomes, although it's being done through tzrairis, but since it's abnormal, now it takes on the characteristic of Karen, and then it's going to become Nezek Shalom after doing it three times like a regular Karen. Ayin hadal tzrairis, or says Rava, do you not say that there's a method of making it into a mood by the halach of tzrairis? Because since it's a talada of regal, which is something normal, so there's no method of making it into a mood, because on the first time it technically really is already a mood. And despite of that, the halach of Meshach Mizina tells us it's only going to be chazin nezik. So what does it help if you do it three times? Now, therefore what? By Karen, doing it three times, there's a transition here, there's a shift. It went from being abnormal for this animal for normal for this animal. But by tzrairis is always normal. So what are we doing it three times? Or do you say that no, that you learn from Karen after three times it becomes nezek shalom here too? So that's Rabba's question. And that the Gemara asked, but based on the way you just explained the machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar in that Mishnah and Braisa later on, but then we don't understand Rabba's question. Either way you look at it. Ila Rabban, if you're going according to Rabbanan, so we said, ain't hadol tzrairis. They hold there is no method of tzrairis becoming worse off when you do it after three times because it's not going to change. It is what it is. And Ila Rabbi Elazar, yes, hadol tzrairis. And if it is like Rabbi Elazar, so that was clearly that he held that there is hadol tzrairis. Because he said that when you do the, again, whether it's whichever interpretation like Rashi, whichever approach you go with, to be showing them if it's going, there's always two approaches. Are you going in the tzrairis of the Mishuna, the abnormal one? That would obviously be a different question now. Does it become normal now? Does it then get elevated to, but then even if it gets elevated, do you say so? Okay, regular tzrairis is also chatzin nezek. Again, those are the different opinions you have to take into account with the Rishonim, but whichever one it is, it's still working through the framework that whichever opinion it is, Rabbi Elazar holds that there is hadol tzrairis. He holds that there is a change that happens after you do it three times. So what's the question? Why are you asking? It depends. Whichever time you go, like one holds that there is hadol, one holds there's not. The way we just described it before, that we said that that's their machlokes that they're having. Which essentially the Gemara's question is, as Tais explains, although Rava obviously didn't know of this brisa, from the fact that we just, the way the Gemara is proposing right now, we could entertain Terezava's question of chatzin nezek tzrairis from, that it is megufa from this brisa, which obviously Rava didn't know because then he wouldn't have said his question. So what's the Gemara is asking that why does he have this other question if he could resolve from the brisa? But on that, what the Gemara is asking is that, okay, but let us resolve both of Rabba's questions from this brisa, not just this first one that we entertained to say that you could prove from this brisa technically that's megufoy, but even this other question regarding if this hadol tzrairis or not should also be resolved from this brisa. And that's what the Gemara is going to answer right now, that Rabba could tell you that no, actually you can't answer either one of his questions from this brisa. Why is that? So on that, the Gemara says, Amalcha Rabba, Rabba would tell you that no. When did I have my questions? My line of questioning in these halachas of tzrairis regarding do we say it's megufoy, do we say if this hadol tzrairis, was only going in the opinion of the rabbanu who argue on sumchas, which as we explained is they hold that chatzin nezek, that tzrairis pays chatzin nezek. So the question was, so therefore there's what to entertain to say that maybe it's megufoy, although you don't usually find that something that's urche pays megufoy, that it's limited to that, but here it pays chatzin nezek, maybe it's megufoy. Moreover, the question is thus, do you say that since it's only chatzin nezek, so after you do it three times, would you say that there is hadah, that it becomes a mood for tzrairis or not? Aval hacha, but says Rava over here, in this machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, in that Brisa and Mishnah later on, bein l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi Elazar, you could say kisumchis v'irluhu, that they hold like sumchis, da amar tzrairis nezek shalom isham. Who he says that from the beginning, by tzrairis, you always pay automatically nezek shalom. Now, therefore, there's no question, according to Sumchis' opinion, my questions. Obviously, first of all, that it's going to be collected in Aliyah. No one entertained that there's going to be a Nezek Shalom on paying Begufa. Moreover, there obviously is no element of becoming a Mu'id because from the beginning you're already paying Nezek Shalom. So first of all, says Rabbi, my two questions don't apply to Sumchis' opinion. And these, this machlekes that we're discussing right now, that's who they hold like. They hold like Sumchis. So therefore, my two questions cannot be resolved from them. Now, so what is it that they're disagreeing about? What they're actually disagreeing about is in the first time of the Tzrairis, where again, as we described regarding the coal at the end that the dog put from the biscuit on the pile of grain and burnt it up, where Belazar says Nezik Shalom, and Rabban says it's Chatzin Nezik. Now, but time in my Amr Rabban Chatzin Nezik. So now, the way Rav is describing their machlekes right now, so then why do the Rabbanan say that it's half the damages? If you're saying everyone's like Sumchas, therefore it should be Nezik Shalom, is because the Shani V'loya Yayit. The case that they're talking about is when the animal had done the Tzrairis in an abnormal way. As we said, let's say the dog went and threw the coal with its hand on the pile of grain, which is not normal for an animal to do. So therefore, it's going to be Chatzin Nezik because it's actually Karen now, it's Mishunah. Now, so what, how do we understand the opinion of Rebbe Laza? Because the Bepluk, the Reptar from Rabbanan Kemefuki, they're disputing in the Machlekes of Reptar from the Rabbanan. And that is since this Tzrairis that they're discussing is not a normal Tzrairis. Rather, it's a Toiloda of Karen. So that's why we said according to Rabbanan it's going to be Chatzin Nezik. And therefore, it makes sense why it's going to be Megufa. It doesn't resolve my question, says Rava. I'm not going in there. They're in Sumchis. They hold by regular Tzrairis Nezik Shalom. They're talking about in the Karen type of Tzrairis, which is abnormal. Yeah, so then it's Chatzin Nezik, like a regular case of Karen. That's why it's going to be Megufa. Now, Rebbe Laza, why is he holding Nezik Shalom? Because he holds a Grib Tarfin. Grib Tarfin holds that even Karen, which is Mishunah, but if it's in the Chatzar Nezik, it's going to pay Nezik Shalom, which is Megufa. Therefore, says the Gemara, has nothing, Rebbe says, it has nothing to do with my questions. They're not even going according to the Tanoic opinion that I go like. Now, Rashi just points out one thing, that Rebbe preferred to explain the Machlekes and Rabban Rebbe Laza, that their default position that they hold the regular Tzrairis is like Sumchis. Why? Why couldn't he say that they both hold like Rabbanan, but just they're not talking about regular Tzrairis, they're talking about Karen type of Tzrairis? So that Rebbe couldn't say, because regarding if they held like the Rabbanan, which is usually regular Tzrairis is Chatzin Nezik, and now they're doing an abnormal Tzrairis, since there is a possibility, as the Gemara entertains later on, the next daf, which is Ravashi's question, that according to Rabban who argue in Sumchas, that hold that regular Tzrairis, you pay Chatzin Nezik and not more, maybe by a Tzrairis that's done through a Shinui, maybe they would hold actually that it would be a quarter of the Nezik, because since regular is Chatzin Nezik, now that's abnormal, it gets cut in half, which is a quarter of the damages, which none of those two opinions say. They either say Nezik Shalom or Chatzin Nezik, therefore he didn't want to entertain to say that necessarily they're talking about the Rabbanah's opinion. It's much simpler to say that they both are like Sumchas, which therefore always regularly is Nezik Shalom, but then when it's Mishunah, then the question then becomes, so then it should be Chatzin Nezik. But Rabbi Lazar holds Nezik Shalom is because they're going like Reb Tarfon that holds Mishunah Karen, but Chatzin Nezik pays Nezik Shalom. And therefore the fact that they say Megufa again has nothing to do with the regular case of Tzrairis that Rava asks his question about by Chatzin Nezik Tzrairis is Megufa or is it Menaliyah. Now, however, the Gemara asked on this, Eim and the Shamat Lele Reb Tarfon Nezik Shalom, how can you say Rabbi Lazar is like Reb Tarfon and that's why it's going to be Nezik Shalom? And thus, Megufa makes sense because of Karen. By that, the Gemara asks that maybe say that when Reb Tarfon says when it's in the Chatzin Nezik, it's going to be Nezik Shalom. Megufa Mishamatle, did you ever hear the Reb Tarfon's opinion that says Karen Beshus HaNizik is going to be Nezik Shalom is limited to Megufa? Maybe he holds that now it's paying Nezik Shalom. It's even Menaliyah. So how can you say that Reb Elazar is going like Reb Tarfon and that's why it's Nezik Shalom Megufa? Where do you ever find that Nezik Shalom is Megufa? So the Gemara says, yes. That Reb Tarfon holds that this Nezik Shalom that's in Chatzar Nezik is only Megufa, and that's what Reb Elazar was going like. Because Mehecha Maisila, where does Reb Tarfon get this halacha that although the Torah tells you that Karen, Shur Tam, the first few times only pays Chatzin Nezik, but he says that in the Chatzar Nezik it pays Nezik Shalom, where does he know this from? Mikaren Mishus Harabim, from the halacha of Karen in the public domain, which as the Mishnah teaches later on, the Chavdal Mabez, he learns it out from a Kal Vachomer, where there it's Chatzin Nezik, Mishus Harabim, and Shein Regel is Pater over there, so Shein Regel is Chayiv Mishus HaNezik, so for sure Karen over there is going to be Chayiv Nezik Shalom. So if that's where he knows it from Karen Mishus HaRabim, so what's called Daye Lovim in Hadin Lees Kenidin. So therefore, you're going to be limited what you're learning out from to where you learn out the halacha Nezik Shalom, which is from the subject you're learning it out from itself. In other words, just like Karen Mishus HaRabim, the amount that you could collect from the Sher Tam is only Megufa. So to over here, although we're learning that it's going to be Nezik Shalom by the Keren Shus Harab and the Shus HaNezik, it's also going to be limited to collecting from the Sher itself. And that's where we have this source of Reb Tarfin, that Nezik Shalom of Sher Tam, the Shus HaNezik, will only be Megufa. Now that the Gemara asks, for Reb Tarfin Lesli Daye. But Reb Tarfin doesn't hold to this halachic principle of called Daye, which literally means to say enough. You can't learn out more from what you're learning out, more than it itself has. And the reason why he can't hold of that is because if he held of Dayu, then actually you would only pay Chatzi Nezik in the Rosh Hashanah Nezik like Keren Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because that's where he learns it out from. He says, oh, if Keren Rosh Hashanah Rabim is Chatzi Nezik, then oh, Rosh Hashanah Yachid for sure has to be, and Rosh Hashanah Nezik has to be Nezik Shalom. But Dayu, if you're learning out from there, that only has Chatzi Nezik itself. Don't just say that that has Megufay, that has only Chatzi Nezik. So if he would hold of Dayu, then how would he say Nezik Shalom, which is more than what you're learning out from? Obviously, he doesn't hold of Dayu. So I think Mar says, no. Ki lesli daya, when does Reb Tarfin not hold of the principle of daya? You could know more than what you're learning out from. That's heichad de mifrach kavochemer. That's only if you would say daya would refute the whole kavochemer. In other words, for example, if you would say daya and say, okay, Karen b'shusha nizik, we are learning out from b'shusha rabim, oh, well, there it's only half, here it's also only going to be half. But then you, what do you need a kavochemer for? In other words, as the Gemara there illustrates, there is a kavochemer. Now, but you don't need a Kavu Chaimer to tell you that Chatzin Nezik for Bereshus HaNezik, because that you know from the Pasuk too. Because the Pasuk doesn't tell you that it's any worse than Bereshus HaNezik. Because when it talks about the Negiach of Tam, it doesn't say Bereshus HaRabim and say, oh, okay, we have to learn that Bereshus HaNezik too. So therefore, what would it be telling you the Kavu Chaimer if not to tell you that at least Nezik Shalom? Because if he's saying that not Nezik Shalom, then it's not teaching us anything. But Heicha Dolei Mifrach Kavu Chaimer Yesle Daya. But where the Kavu Chaimer is not being refuted, then of course he holds of Daya, like over here, where the Kavu Chaimer is teaching you something already, teaching you Nezik Shalom. So therefore, the Daya says, okay, but then you can't learn out anything more than that, which is to tell you, just like over there is Megufay, here it's also going to be Megufay, and then therefore again, what the Gemara concludes is that Rabba's questions are not resolved from the Machlekes, Tanakama and Rulazov in the Mishnah later on, and the Braisa, because he could tell you that although they seem to be discussing these same points, but they're not going in his opinion, which is in the Rabbanon, which is that they hold by regular tzrayrus is Chatzi Nezik, and the whole questions are based on their opinion of Chatzi Nezik. They're going like Simchas, who the whole question doesn't begin. If it's Nezik Shalom, of course it's Mu'ud Mitchilas, and of course it's going to be Min Aliyah. Their whole machlikis is regarding a case of when it's Mishuna, which then it should be Chatzi Nezik, which is what the Tanakhama holds, but Rebbe holds Nezik Shalom because it's going like Reb Tarfin, and therefore it's possible to still be Megufay, like we see Reb Tarfin holds, Karen B'Shus HaNezik, although it's going to be Nezik Shalom, it is still only Megufay. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had referenced, which we had brought in as a question to say that, okay, then if we were saying that the Braisa, the Machlekes Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham could resolve Rebbe's question, then it actually should resolve another one of his questions. Which one is that? So Gufa, we had quoted that by Rava. Rava had a question. Yesh hadal l'tzrayrus? Do we say that tzrayrus could become a mu'ud after a desert three times? Ayin hadal l'tzrayrus? Or does it not become a mu'ud after three times in the halach of tzrayrus? Again, which, even in Rashi itself, there's different girsais. Are we talking about mishuna tzrayrus? Or talking about the one that's abnormal type of tzrayrus, but after you do it three times, then it becomes normal, then there would be Nezik Shalom. Or we're actually talking about regular tzrayrus, which regular tzrayrus, according to Rabbanan, is Chatzi Nezik, and then, but after doing it three times, which, like Karen, it becomes Nezik Shalom, so although here it's normal even from the beginning, but after doing it three times, it becomes Nezik Shalom, or not. Those are the different variations in the Rishonim, but that the basic question is, do you say after doing three times, it becomes a mu'ud to move up to Nezik Shalom, or not? So the Gemara explains the question. Like Karen Midaminan Lay? Do we say that we compare Tzrayrus to Karen? Just like Karen, but when the damages, it gores with its horns, the first few times it pays Chatzi Nezik, then after doing it three times it becomes a mood pays in Nezik Shalom. So too over here. Oidim, or do you say that no? Here, even from the first time, Tzrayrus is normal. So tell the regal who. So therefore it's a derivative of regal where it's normal and damage is common. So too, although here it pays Chatzi Nezik, that's only because Allah Chol Moed Shemir Sinai. And therefore, but it is Mu'ud already from the beginning, and therefore you can't say after doing it three times it becomes a Mu'ud. It always was a Mu'ud. And therefore it wouldn't become Nezik Shalom, it would be Chatzi Nezik. So what's the Allah? So Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a Raya from the following Bryce. Again, which we've quoted this Bryce in other contexts and other questions because it's vague and ambiguous. So saying, maybe this is what they're disagreeing about. The Bryce says, Hidus ain't a Mu'ud. When a chicken jumps on something and ruins it, it's not considered Mu'ud. Some say that no, it is considered mu'ud. So the Gemara says, Hidus HaKadayidich, can you entertain that it really jumped on the thing itself? Of course, that's Mikufay, that's normal for it to do it. Of course it would be Nazir Shalom, of course it would be a Mu'ud. Ella, Hidus V'hitis. Rather, it must be Toma when it didn't jump on the thing itself. It jumped on something else, which then projected onto that thing, and thus ruining it, which is the case of Tzrayus. Now, my love, so isn't it that Kagain to other classes in this Toma that it did it three times? And this is what they're disagreeing about. When you did Tzrayus three times, they're disagreeing if it becomes a Mu'ud. Where Mar Savar Yesh Hada, the Yesh Ha'im held that there is Hada for Tzrayus, and thus it did it three times, it becomes a Mu'ud. Umar Savar Ein Hada, but the Tanakama holds that there is no Mu'ud. So Rav's question is actually Machalikis Tanayim. So that the Gemara says, like, no, it's not a Raya, because Bachad Zimno, but Plup, the Simchas Rabban, the Kamifiki, like we said in previous context, where the Gemara says, no, it could be it's the first time doing the Tzrayus, a regular case of Tzrayus, and they're disputing the same Machalikis, Simchas and Rabban, and is Tzrayus, a regular Tzrayus, Chatzin Nezik, or Nezik Shalom, is it Mu'ud or not? So the Gemara says, Tashima, let's bring a Raya from the following Machalikis, which Rashi says, Machalikis Amayram, and thus he answers a certain question regarding what would seemingly be a mysterious Rabbi Lazar, says, these are Amayram. Says, let's bring a raya from the following machlekes amaram. Behema shehetilu glolom le'isar. Regarding an animal that dropped dung on a piece of dough, which is a case of tzrayus, because it's not touching it with its body. It's projecting something, its excrement, onto something else, thus ruining the dough. Rabbi Yehuda Amin Nezik Shalom, he said, Mishal Nezik Shalom, he says, you have to pay the full amount of the damages. Rabbi Lazo Amin Chatzin Nezik, he says, you pay half the amount of damages. So the Gemara says, my love could go into other classes in the Ubahakim Mifka. Isn't this what they're disagreeing about when the animal did it three times? And so it's a case of Tzrayus. Mar Sabar Yeshada, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is Hadah, therefore you pay Nezik Chalom, because you already did it three times. Mar Sabar Enada, Rabbi Lazar holds that there is no Mu'ud, and therefore it stays Chatzin Nezik as it always was. And the Gemara says, no, you know, b'chad zimnu b'pluk the simchas rabban kamilke. You could say that it's even on the first time that they're disagreeing about, and they dispute the machlekes simchas and rabbanan, which is, do you say by tzrayus if it's nezik chalom or chatzin nezik? Now, however, the Gemara asks, but how can you say this is actually a regular case of tzrayus, but actually v'hamashunahu? It's actually abnormal. It's not normal for an animal to excrete itself on a piece of dough because it doesn't want to ruin the food. And actually, it should be a tolod of Karen. It should be a derivative of Karen because abnormal, and actually, according to everyone, that should be chatzin nezik. How are we saying it's nezik chalom? So the Gemara explains the dachik le'alma. It's talking about that it's standing in a place which is very tight and narrow, and it has no place to move around. So it's very normal for an animal to relieve itself, even though it's on top of the dough. So therefore, since it is normal, and thus it's a case of tzrayus, that's their machlekes regarding the machlekes sumchas and rabbanan, which Rashi discusses also regarding why it wouldn't be a tolodah of actually shein, because it is hana, it has pleasure when it relieves itself, which Rashi discusses that what the specifics of the case is. But the Gemara's assumption is that it's a telada of regal, which is a case of tzrayus, and the machlekes is it's tzrayus nezik shalom chatzin nezik. Now, then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, if that's their machlekes amayram, well then belema Rabbi Yehuda halachas sumchas. Like let Rabbi Yehuda just say, instead of saying a whole opinion, let him say I say halachas like sumchas. Belema Rabbi Lazar halachas rabbanan. Let's say Rabbi Lazar holds like rabbanan. So I think Gemara says no. The reason why we didn't just say he holds like him and he holds like him is because gulolim itzrichalei. We had to say the machlekes specifically and explicitly by a case of dung. Why? I would have entertained to say hailu baser gufe gririn, since the excrement is it's carried in the body of the animal itself and therefore it's drawn after the body. So kagufe dummy, I would consider it as if it's the body of the animal itself. It's like almost like part of the animal doing the damage, because it's something that's carried in the animal. And therefore, I would say that actually, according to everyone, it would be Nezik Shalom. It wouldn't be a case of Tzrayus. Kamash Walan, that's why we have to say their Machlekes, to say that, no, it is a case of Tzrayus. We don't consider it part of the animal itself. And thus, their Machlekes, then, if you hold like Sumchus or like Terabanan, if it's going to be Chatzin Nezik or Nezik Shalom. But again, it doesn't prove the question regarding if Hadol Tzrayus or not. So the Gemara says, Toshim, let's bring a Raya, the Tanya Rami Bar Yecheskel, from a Brice that Rami Bar Yecheskel taught. The Brice says, regarding a chicken that stuck its head into the space, the airspace of the cavity of a glass utensil. Now then it made noise, it blew, and it shattered the glass. Says the Brice, Mashalom Nezik Shalom, you have to pay the full amount of the damages. Now on the other hand, V'amar Rabbi Yisa said that Ami Bei Rab, but they said in the Yeshiva of Rab the following halacha, Sus Shetzonaf. Regarding a horse that neighed, the chamer shenar, or a donkey that brayed, which is basically the same thing about making noise, V'shibras hakelim, and thus through its noise, it broke the vessel with its voice. Now, as Rashi points out, this is a case of tzrarius because it's not the animal itself, it's rather kaychai, it's a force that it caused that breaks something else. Says that halacha, misham chatzin nezek, you only pay half the damages. Now, do we have a machlekes regarding making noise? Is that like the b'risa of Rambam Rechazkel nezek shalom, or like the 70 shiva of Rav, chatzin nezek? So says the Gemara, my love could go into avat losa zimni. Isn't this what they're talking about, that they're disagreeing, is that the animal did it three times. Now, as we continue to tell you, the testament of obaha kamifka, and this is what they're disagreeing about. Marsavu yeshado, marsavu enado. The one that holds that you're going to be chayim nezik shalom holds because it becomes a mood. Tzrarius, do it three times, it becomes a mood. And the one that holds this chatzin nezik is, like in the yeshiva of Rav, is that you don't become a mood. So that answers Rav's question. This is their machlekes. We could say that's actually talking about the first time. And these two different halachas are disputing if you hold like sumchas or like rabbanan, if it's regular tzrayrus is chatzin nezik or nezik shalom. Now the Gemara asked, but it's not regular tzrayrus. But it's abnormal. It's not normal for a chicken to go ahead and start making noises, blow a noise in the vessel to break it. And therefore, how can we understand the b'risa of Rambam Yecheskel? Why is it nezik shalom? It should be chatzin nezik. So the Gemara explains the isbe bizrani. It's not abnormal. It is normal. Why? Because it's talking about that there are seeds in the vessel where it's normal for the chicken to stick its head in to try to get into the food and eat it. And now, since it's normal for it to have its head in there and to eat, it's also normal for it to make the noises that the animal makes to shout and to scream and whatever it does for those purposes. So since it's normal, that's why it could be a teilado of regel. Thus, a case of tzrarus, because it is through kaychay. And again, therefore, we could say that their machlek is regarding a regular case of tzrarus. Is it like somchaz that's nezik shalom, or like rabbana that's chatzin nezik? But it doesn't resolve the question of rava regarding a regular case of tzrarus, that if you do three times, if there's halacha of muad, that's becoming nezik shalom. Or do we say that no, because it was always muad mitchilasai, and therefore, even if you do it three times, it still retains its halacha l'mishmi sinai of being only chatzin nezik.